This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Tonight is the night, the big public hearing, a historic gathering. It portends to be perhaps one of the largest public hearings the county has ever had. So many people are energized about this issue of severe deficits in the budget. Ann Malik is a member of the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors, and she will be there tonight to hear your thoughts and your input. Ann, when are you headed over there?
I'm going to head down a little after 5 because I need to get through the traffic and make sure that I have a chance to be in place.
Yeah. Now, y'all got together at 9 o'clock this morning. You've been meeting all day already, right?
We actually were able to be adjourned around 2 o'clock. And I was fortunate to be able to come home and check my cows and find another live baby calf all waiting for me when I got here this afternoon. So that takes that off my mind for the evening.
There you go.
All my husbandry efforts are taken care of now, so I can head back into town in a little while.
There you go. A new baby calf at the Malik's. Congratulations.
Right.
So, and what are your thoughts now? You've been having these meetings already. I'm sure you've already been deluged with emails from all kinds of groups and individuals on both sides of the issue. We need more money for that, and taxes are too high already. Give us your thinking of where you are right now on this issue.
Well, I have been thinking that we should try to cling to the equalized rate for a long time because I thought that was something which was predictable for the landowners and would give the community a little more spending cash to be able to do things like cover our libraries fully and not have to cut back hours severely, to cover some social services safety net things better, to be able to continue on with the basic needs that we have in our community. And I am certainly have 3 meetings ahead of me in the district. I will be meeting in Earlysville, Whitehall, and in Crozet the 15th, 17th, and 23rd. And I'm certainly listening carefully to everybody and trying very hard to gather the best ideas I can from all sides of the spectrum, because we need to craft a solution and not just to have tallies of yeses and noes. But there certainly, as you said, are people who are very concerned about increasing taxes because they know friends and neighbors and perhaps themselves who are really struggling.
Yeah.
And the other thing I'm concerned about, because I'm not a highly trained economist, is that I don't know what's going to happen next year. And we've done a pretty good job over the last couple of years of anticipating the slowdown to some extent. Looking back, perhaps we should have done even more 2 years ago, but we did what we thought was right at that point. And so we have to be very careful to prepare for the possibility that another slow year will be coming in fiscal year 11-12.
We're talking with Ann Malik, a member of the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors. The big public hearing, of course, is tonight regarding the budget and the severe deficits facing the county. The phone lines are open for you at 977-1070 if you've got a question or a comment. Maybe you can't make it tonight and you would like to share your thoughts with Ann and with the general public here. It's 977-1070. And WINA News broke a story this morning that the county had sent word to the Jefferson Madison Regional Library Board that you can't legally close the Scottsville Library. We're thinking about giving you a 5% cut. You said you're going to close in reaction, and you legally can't do that. What do you know about this?
Just what the legal opinion is, that the way the agreement is done is that the policy board or the Board of Supervisors determines how the funds from the county will be assigned. And we all want to work together, and we've had tremendous support for our libraries. We all understand the benefits that libraries provide to people of all ages and all circumstances in our county, and no one was in a hurry to do anything draconian such as closing the libraries. But it does help us to understand how lean the Jefferson Madison system is and the kinds of cuts they've already absorbed in past years.
Joe is on the line in Charlottesville. Joe, thanks for the call. You're on with Ann Malik. Go right ahead.
Okay, Coy, I turned my radio off and listened to you on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes, can hear you just fine. You sound great.
Hello, Joseph. Yeah. How's everything in Whitehall?
Hey, a couple new calves also, Ann.
Hot dog, I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, good. I just wanted to make a comment about kind of Coy's opening remarks that Albemarle has a very low rate compared to other counties that we're paying, but I'd like to point out that our assessments are a lot higher. For instance, in Nelson County, land may be valued at $5,000 an acre, where here it's valued at $20,000 an acre. So for the same person in Nelson County to pay the same amount of money that I'm paying, their tax rate would have to be like a dollar and a half.
It's an excellent point, Joe. Well taken. You can't just look at the rate. Very well taken. Good point.
Yes, thank you for that. Good to talk to both of you.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. There's Joe and
Noah. That will be affecting our farmers this year is that the SLAAC board, the Land Use Assessment Board in Richmond, has actually about doubled the value that they assign to the land uses for the farmland preservation or the land use assessment program this year. So that is also affecting our farmers and people with open space. Even though they have gone through the revalidation for the land use program, the basic assessment per acre has been increased. And we as a county rely upon the SLAAC board to make that decision for us, hoping that that's a way to remove it from any political decision.
Yeah. We're talking with Ann Malik of the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors. The big public hearing, of course, is tonight. And Ann, I would imagine that we are expecting a historic crowd here tonight.
Yes, and thank you for reminding me. I wanted to be sure to give people as much warning as possible. We are planning, because of the numbers of people we're expecting, to have the comments be restricted to 2 minutes per person instead of the customary 3 minutes per person. And so anyone listening will at least have that opportunity. I will announce that at the beginning of the meeting so people have a chance to compress their comments. And my suggestion always is for people to make their conclusion first, and then go back and fill in their available time with all the reasoning that supports it, but just to make sure that they get their main point out as the number one item.
Yeah, because we certainly know this in radio, but 2 minutes can go by so fast. So when you get up there at the microphone, get right to it. get right to your conclusion and get right to the heart of it. It's not an easy thing, Ann. This is really tough. I mean, in good times, people don't react like this, but when we have these kind of deficits, you know, $8 million a deficit at the schools and more than $10 million deficit in the county general fund, these are tough, tough times. And I was saying earlier in this half hour, this, more than any other time, is the time that we need two key things. We need civil public discourse, and we need as many people at the table as we possibly can.
Yes, exactly. And I'm very fortunate that the citizens in the Whitehall District do share their time with me, do come out to town hall meetings and give me their best ideas about how to solve things. And that, as I said before, is the way that we're going to find the best avenue forward, is to get everybody there, hear what they have to say, give everyone the respect that they are due. As a 15-year classroom teacher, I will be falling back upon many of those classroom management skills to make sure that each speaker feels respected, that there is no undercurrent of disapproval or approval either from the crowd, that we have a very civil environment there so that people are encouraged to share their thoughts, even though they might think it might not be popular to some in the room.
Yeah, well, and that's the key here. Just forget popularity. Just, you know, the goal is to be heard. And again, the goal is, this is America. The goal is to be civil and respect your neighbor. Sarah's on the line in Charlottesville. Sarah, go right ahead.
Hi, and I want to thank you for the very hard job that you have to do tonight. I'm sure it's going to be difficult. My question is particularly about the schools, but in general, is it not possible to cut salaries across the board so that no one has to leave? I mean, even if it's a deep cut, is that not allowed?
I think anything would be allowed that could be negotiated through. I know there are some restrictions about the contracts, and that's something that school boards have particular problems with because they do sign contracts for the 12-month period. But in a slightly different than that, we did, in efforts to try to keep as many services being provided by keeping as much staff as we could, that was the reason why we didn't give any raises for the last three years, because we were trying to make our available dollars cover as many services as possible. And we know in county government that what we do is service providing, and that takes people to make that happen.
And may I ask another quick question?
Yeah, sure, go right ahead.
I have not heard, and it may have been that I just missed it, about any cuts at central office. And if those are being made also, I feel like it would make those of us who are watching teaching positions being cut feel better to know that it's also in that central administration, it's not just the front line of classroom teachers.
I agree, and I know in the first 2 years there were significant cuts at central office, and there have been in the news suggestions of changes in principals and things of that sort. But that is a question that I plan to ask again very directly to the school board people. We will be meeting with them in a work session next week, and we'll be able to get a lot of those questions answered, and I know the press will be there and be able to distribute that information.
Right,
well,
because I know in some systems they allow teachers, in the high school in particular, to have a release period to do some of the coordinator positions so that they cut coordinators, but they still have the teachers working and covering some of those duties, so that's sort of the best of both worlds.
Right.
In thank you.
Period or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it. We've been talking with the chair of the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors, Ann Malik of the Whitehall District. She will be there tonight. She's on her way, and make sure you are as well. You can start signing up. What is it? Start signing up at 5? Is that right,
Ann? At 5 o'clock. That's correct. Each person must sign up for themselves. We're very strict about that. And we will, as I said, do our very best to get everyone heard and move expeditiously and calmly through our hearing tonight. And I thank everyone in advance for your patience and for coming out to join us.
And I guess one thing that we'll just say before we let you go, Ann, is that one reason this input is so critical is, and I know this from years of as a reporter, is these minds aren't made up. The people on the board, such as yourself, you're still weighing these issues. You're still trying to figure this out and wrestling with the data, looking for a solution, having these conversations. And this input from the public is critical. And the board really does pay attention to this, and they really do take the comments that will be made tonight into account when they forge a way forward here.
And if you cannot come tonight, letters, emails, phone calls are all as important in my mind as the people who come tonight. So we are looking for input of all sorts. And one thing I want people to understand is that every meeting I go to has a slightly different flavor. So putting it all together is a difficult task, and also difficult for people at one meeting to know, you know, what the people at another meeting said, for example.
Right.
So it is hard to know. But we are working our best to find something that will help everybody as much as possible.
And thanks for your leadership and your service to this
community.
You're
very welcome.
And
it was
good luck.
Wonderful to talk with you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Ann Malik, she's chair of the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors, and she's on her way to the county office building where she will hear your comments tonight at what pretends to be one of the biggest meetings in the history of Albemarle County, the first hearing on the budget, 2010.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.